to go when through. I ain't telling anything, and I'ma make sure I'ma do right by you. All that need tell me anything, and I'ma always come around and come and fight for you. I'm the king, so for it's going down tonight. They cannot tell me anything, nothing about you.
Yeah. This is your man Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing today? Yeah, I know I switched up the introduction music because I felt like it. I felt like it had to be done. All right. I'm sorry that I don't be jumping on the audio podcast too hard and everything. I told you I focus on my TikTok a lot. I make sure that I post a lot of things on TikTok because that's where, like, okay, there's not that much followers on there, but still, it's a lot of traffic, and I'm causing a lot of noise. I'm causing issues and problems, as you can see, all right? Some people are not going to give me the grace that I'm causing these issues, but if you really do your due diligence, you'll find out I am the cause of the issue that TikTok is going through, all right? Don't have that many followers, of course, because they don't want no person like me to represent them. They'd rather give my, you know, intellectual property to another person, and they'll give the credit to them, but I won't allow it because guess what? Everybody's unique. I'm unique. You're just going to give me my credit. I don't give a damn. You know, you're just going to give it to me. I don't care what you say. You're gonna have to kill me. Or like, fuck that, nigga. I'm not giving my credit up. All right? Everything about me is unique. Even my fucking name. Fuck you. Anyway, how's everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing fine. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. I'm going to come through with some stories and segments of news for you. First, I see on here, this been happened like a couple of days, I think last week, but I still had it. I was supposed to do this episode, I think, since Saturday or Friday. Oops, my back. Since Friday, I was supposed to do this. Doggone, some Haitian dude, he's a migrant. That's part of the Biden, something that Biden put in where people from Honduras, people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, where migrants could fly, and then they get like 2 years temporary, some type of visa, humanitarian pass, seeking asylum sort of deal, and they could get a job and everything like that. And there's this one guy, he was living at a hotel in Massachusetts, and allegedly, he sexually assaulted a disabled minor and stuff. And that I guess she was in a wheelchair. I don't know. I have the details right here. I'm about to give you all of the details. It was a Haitian migrant. He's charged with raping a 15-year-old after entering the U.S. through parole program sources and stuff like that. You know, many people is going to start blaming the Biden administration for this nonsense and things like that. I don't know if they properly vetted this particular guy. He's awfully young, so I don't know if he has a criminal past and stuff like that. And these resources that are being given away to these alleged asylum seekers, I hope that the government is doing the same thing for the inner city community and people that lives in underprivileged communities and people who needs a fair shot, even the prison system, people who needs a fair shot, a clean slate in life that actually was born in America. Okay, so this is what the doggone thing says right here, all right? Department of Homeland Security calls a Haitian migrant alleged rapist of a disabled teen heinous. Okay, so Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has called allegations that this Haitian migrant raped a disabled 15-year-old girl heinous, Corey Alvarez, that's his name. He's only 26 years old. He's a Haitian national charged with raping the teen at the Massachusetts hotel that was housing migrants last week. Entered the U.S. last summer via President Biden's controversial CHNV parole program. He was flown into the New York City directly from Haiti. CHNV, that acronym stands for Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The program allows up to 30,000 people each month from these countries to fly into the U.S. and be granted 2 years of humanitarian parole, which allows them to apply to work in the United States. Okay, so the administration officials have said that these individuals are screened and vetted against national security and the public safety databases. Anyone found to be a threat to the national or public safety is denied admission and they're gonna be removed. Individuals from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who are paroled into the United States must have a U.S.-based financial supporter and are responsible for arranging their own travel flights. Administration officials have stated that the policy was first announced for Venezuelans in October of 2022. Which allowed a limited number to fly directly into the United States as long as they had not entered illegally and have a sponsor in the United States already and passed certain checks and things like that. In January of 2023, the administration announced that the program was expanding to include Haitian people, people from Nicaragua and Cuba. The program allows for migrants to receive work permits and a 2-year authorization to live in the United States. It was announced alongside an expansion of Title 42 expulsion to include those nationalities. You get what I'm saying, everybody? I'm making sure that you get it right. All right, police in Rockland, Massachusetts responded to a Comfort Inn on Wednesday night. That was last week after receiving reports of sexual assault. The hotel participates in a state and federal program to house migrant families. And Mr. Alvarez, Corey Alvarez, his name is Corey B. Alvarez. I don't know. All right, Haitian national. He lived at the hotel. The Plymouth County District Attorney Office said Mr. Alvarez went before a Hingham District Court judge on Thursday and pleaded not guilty to a single count of aggravated rape of a child. So he's fighting this case. The department cannot comment on ongoing criminal proceedings beyond the standard information provided by ICE. A DHS spokesperson told Fox News news sources in a statement that said the alleged crime is heinous. Individuals should be held responsible to the fullest extent under the law. Under the law. All right. So that happened last week. I seen it. I held on to it. I was been supposed to record this. I couldn't find too much time. There's a lot of things going on. What else? Fugitive charge of double murder of National Guard member daughter signs. Oh yeah, let me see this one. I want to see this right here. Things happen every day, people. All right, I could be on this podcast every day, but I do gotta work. All right, podcasting is not paying that much. I actually have a love to do this and stuff like that. I do this in the lunch cafeteria room. Everybody loves to listen to me speak and talk about the news. All right, so this is inevitable. It's gonna turn out great. You cannot stop me. I already know what time it is. Don't get mad. Just be glad that you got something to listen to. You see what I'm saying? You doing a 9-to-5 job, and maybe I might inspire you to do your own podcast. All right. It'd be hard for me to enunciate and pronunciate at times, but you know, I'm getting better. You know, I'm doing my college work. I'm not in college right now, but I was in college and stuff like that. Don't know how many credits that I have. And I really don't care about the credits because a piece of paper, certificate, a certified PhD or a fucking, like the only way I would take college serious is if I was in the medical field. All right. Computer science, I literally went to the library by myself and studied. I literally went through encyclopedia books to learn about computer science, to learn about .exe. You see what I'm saying? I learned how to write stuff like that. And then I learned from other people that's like professionals and things. All right. So I did not need to get a piece of paper to prove that I have extensive education and knowledge on a specific particular professionalism. All right. You could do this on your own, all right? But there's the only way I would go to a full college and really like go through the whole thing if I was in the medical field, but I didn't choose the medical field. I chose computer science and audio technology, which I learned on my own, all right? I left the music alone because the American music labels are like egregious, so I don't want to be a part of that industry, and I'm not willing to compromise myself for nobody. You know, like, no, bro, and I'm not gonna change the lyrics of my music and stuff. And some of these record execs are not even from America; they're from other countries, and they dictate on what you're gonna say on your music record, and it pisses me off because they only do it to black people, and right, I don't like that shit. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of that, I don't even like to describe black people with the word black. I don't like doing that. I don't like to describe anybody in the word of white or black or African or Caucasian or any, like, if you're from Africa, then you're African. If you're from Europe, then you're European, or from whatever country. If you're from Australia, you're Australian. If you're from Canada, you're from Canada. If you're from America, you're America. That's how I describe people. The color of their skin does not matter. Who cares? All right? I feel like these words are creating a stigma that makes people think in a very small bird mind, and we have these silly ass arguments and debates and shit like that. That's why we cannot move forward as a human race, all right? But I'm going to help the human race move forward by eliminating certain terms and stuff like that, all right? We don't need them, okay? Thank you very much. We need to accept everybody for who they are, all right? Don't care. LGBTQ, whoever you are, it doesn't matter, all right? Who you are, that's who you are. We just need to know how to coexist together and work together, all right? Peacefully. There don't have to be any nonsense. The stuff that we go through right now is freaking nonsense stuff, all right? All right, so I didn't have to pay a high tuition to learn all of this. I did this on my own, ladies and gentlemen. Did my own due diligence, did my own studies. I even had, you know, people that willing to take their time to show me how to do certain things because they see that, oh, this guy is very knowledgeable. Let me tell him how I know how to do this thing, all right? Computer science, I'm telling you, bro, you can't fuck with me, man. I do this shit all day. I do this shit in my sleep, like literally. I be laying in my bed doing content in my sleep and shit, getting 600-700 views in seconds, nigga. It goes hard. TikTok get pissed off. Sometimes TikTok be blocking certain music for me because, you know, I use music on my content. I'll probably say something, or I'll post a video and then I'll put some music in the end. That's really causing a big problem in TikTok. You know, they take the music away from me. Sometimes I do some backdoor shit, some digital backdoor shit, and get the music back and put it back on TikTok, which TikTok gets real aggravated with me. This is like my fourth TikTok account. You know, this TikTok account that I have right now, Box Benji, it's been community violated. I get community violated almost every other day. Every day, then there was a point of time I was getting violations every day, but now it's like every other day. I'm still getting violated, but the violations go away because I know I'm being attacked, or somebody is flagging my account because they didn't like what I posted. All right, I don't give a shit because I'm here to tell you the truth. God damn it. Don't give a fuck. And we're going to keep it moving with some more debauchery news. Don't get mad at me because, you know, it's your man Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. Let's keep it moving. Okay, a fugitive was charged in a double murder of a National Guard member. Daughter signs extradition. No, somebody signed the extradition. This is wrong. All right, the lady and her daughter was shot. Chastity Nunez and her 11-year-old daughter were shot and killed in their parked SUV. This is sad. This is crazy. I can't believe this, all right? People in this planet, it's freaking dumb. But they caught both of the perpetrators. Thank God. The man who is allegedly responsible for the death of a National Guard mother and her 11-year-old daughter is expected to return to Massachusetts to face charges. He's expected to return. All right, according to the Worcester District Attorney's Office, Dejon Belnavis appeared in a San Diego, California courtroom Friday and signed a waiver of extradition, clearing the way to be extradited to return his ass back to Massachusetts. Mr. Belnavis is 27 years old, has been jailed in California since being apprehended since Monday afternoon near the San Diego Zoo. Okay, so a multi-state manhunt, transpired after the double murder of Connecticut Army National Guard member Chastity Nunez and her 11-year-old daughter Zella. Right, this is like crazy. I'm looking at the picture of the perpetrator. Goddamn, Mr. Belvenese, he do look fucking crazy than a motherfucker. Somebody need to slap the shit out of this nigga. This nigga is dumb. He got me mad, bro. I don't know why he did what he did. These people are stupid. Mr. Belnavis has been on the run since the slaying of Miss Nunez and her daughter in Worcester, Massachusetts on March 5th. The mother-daughter duo were sitting in their parked SUV at 3 p.m. when two gunmen fired into the vehicle. Upon arrival, officers located a parked vehicle with two female gunshot victims inside of the car. The Worcester Police Department said that the victims were identified as a mother and her daughter, and they were both pronounced deceased at the hospital. Okay, so the Worcester Police Department quickly linked Belnavis and a 28-year-old Carol Manguel. I think because it's the way that they spell it, I will say 28-year-old Carl Manguel to the murder and Mr. Belvenese, all right? Excuse me. On March 6th, one day following the shooting, Mr. Manguel was found and arrested. And then he is charged with armed assault to murder and carrying a firearm without a license, according to the Worcester Police Department. He also had a pre-existing arrest warrant. He will be arraigned in court. And then Ms. Nunez, the mother that was killed, was mourned and remembered for her resiliency and dedications to serving her country. I describe Miss Chastity as an incredibly resilient, brilliant, intelligent, destined for success in her civilian and military careers, and more full of compassion than anyone I know, National Guard spokesperson Major David Patik told news sources. Miss Nunez has received honors such as the National Defense Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, and the Army Achievement Medal since joining the service back in 2020, Major Patik stated. The major said that she was killed in a senseless violence. Yes, she was. And will be remembered for her wit, social nature, and dedication to duty. Our hearts are broken because we lost Specialist Chastity Nunez to senseless violence. She and her daughter were killed while sitting in their vehicle in their own neighborhood on Tuesday afternoon, Major Patik stated. Chastity was beloved by her fellow soldiers and the 142nd Medical Company. This is crazy, man. Her wit, social nature, and dedication to duty made her one of the best soldiers in our unit. I cannot begin to make sense of why this happened to her and her family, friends, and co-workers and fellow soldiers have been robbed of her and Zella. Major Patik added, what we can and must do now is support one another as we grieve and process this profound loss and honor their memory. That's what he stated. All right, so Nunez, daughter Zella was also killed by the gunman and was remembered. She was remembered as a high achieving student who was well liked and well respected. At the school Zella attended, she was known as a high achieving sixth grade student who had many friends and was well respected by her teachers. A spokesperson from the Worcester Public School told news sources about this right here. This is freaking crazy sad, bro. I don't know. Like, this don't make no type of sense to me, man. I don't know why this happened. I can't believe it. I seen it on the screen, too. I had to look at it. I don't know what compelled these guys to shoot up the car and kill these two ladies. I was wondering in my mind, do Miss Nunez know one of the suspects, or did she had some sort of relationship with the suspects? But the article have not specified that, so I don't know. All right, I don't know if there's an ongoing investigation, and then I'm gonna try my best to follow this article. I'm gonna just keep following it. I'm already tag it, so I'm gonna keep looking back to see if there's more details and information, because like this was like out of nowhere. But I'm trying to see if one of the dudes were dating Miss Chastity Nunez. You know what I'm saying? Because why would they just jump out and shoot her? Why did she get shoot? Why did they kill her? Why did they pick her to kill her and stuff like that? So I'm wondering if there's any ties between one of the guys, one of the suspects that killed the lady. I want to know, you know? Or if this was just a random act of violence. You see what I'm saying? I just want to know the details. And then you got to jump into the court documents. And then some of the people that follow me on TikTok, when they listen to my audio podcast and stuff, they do the research anyway. So, and then they hit me back with it. And if you're listening and you want to research and get the court documents, because sometimes you got to pay for the court documents, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you could just go in there. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper to see if there was some sort of relationship between one of the suspects. You know, what's his name? I don't even remember the two names. The other one was, I'm not even about to look at this shit. Fuck that. You know, so I don't even want to know their names at this point. But you see what I'm saying? One of the two suspects, I'm trying to figure out if Miss Nunez knew one of the suspects, all right? Because Nunez, from her photos, she looked like she was clean and fresh, and she was all about moving in the straight and narrow. And then the two dudes looked like they were rugged, in the streets, on drugs and shit like that, and their life is discombobulated and things like that. So I don't know if Miss Nunez is fairly young. She probably was dating one of the dudes. I'm just taking a guess in the dark. I'm just taking a stab in the dark. I'm like, did she know one of the dudes? And was she dating the dudes? And then she came to a epiphany and said, oh, I shouldn't even be dating or fucking with this guy and shit. And she kept it moving. And then one of the dudes getting their feelings, and then they got so mad that they gunned her down. I'm just trying to figure out all of the details, because I know there's people who cannot take rejection well, and they get very angry, because there's people that when they're in a relationship, they want to possess the other person. So I'm trying to get the details. As soon as I get the facts, I would damn sure jump back on the podcast and let you people know what really happened and stuff like that, because if it was random, then that is crazy. That is sick in the head, and these people got to figure out why somebody would randomly attack anybody. That's just sick in the head type shit right there. That means we live in a very awful society if we got random people doing random shit like that. But I want to know more details to see if Miss Nunez, Chastity Nunez, know one of the suspects. All right. One of the suspects is a black dude, and the other suspect looks like he's a Latino dude. Miss Nunez, obviously from her name, she's a Latina. All right. I'm pissed off that her 11-year-old daughter got killed, too. This is crazy. It was in the parking lot, probably in a grocery parking lot, whatever. I don't know all of the details, but I got to follow this. I usually always keep up with these type of stories because I want more details, because I want to know exactly what led up to the shooting, all right? Should we keep it moving? Because I quickly want to get rid of this. I'm trying to do 40 minutes on this doggone episode. And then you know me, I don't even like talking a lot. You know what I'm saying? Some people are probably going to say, oh, yeah, you must like talking. I'm like, nah, I don't really like talking that much, all right? My mouth start hurting. My throat start hurting. Sometimes I have problems pronunciating and shit like that. I don't even know why. There's some days I'm just not in there, you know? And there's some days that I will deal with it. But I know I have to do some podcasting because people are like, what the fuck, yo? You mad slow with the... You used to come every day with it. Now you like once a week type shit. And I'm like, bro, man, this shit hard sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel like doing this shit, bro. Like, god damn, man. But I'm going to have to jump into this stuff and stuff. But I know I got like 700 episodes. I got like more than 700 episodes. And then I keep reinventing myself. So I think the 700 episodes don't even matter. But I keep like, when I say reinvent myself, I keep getting better at telling the stories. I get better at the podcasting. I get better with the conversations, the dialogue, all of that. Just wait when you see when I interview people or have conversations with other people, you're going to be like, oh shit, this shit is lit. Like, they really having a conversation for real. Because I'm that guy. I'm going to talk about something serious. I'm not going to talk about no goofy shit. Like, I'm not doing that, all right? I'm thinking about, should I do another story? But I don't know if I want to do another story. And I think I was going to talk about the district attorney from Georgia, Fannie Willis. She's going to stay on the case. Looks like Donald Trump is still flabbergasted about that. Wade, the district attorney, Fannie Willis, she appointed Wade to spearhead the Donald Trump January 6th insurrection case, but he resonated. He declined because I think the judge made some judgment, I think on Monday or Friday, I believe. I had the article, but I think I freaking put it away or something. Let me see if I got it. And I'm not even sure if I talked about this on the last episode. That's why I'm kind of like not really trying to get into this, because I'm not sure if I did this already on the last episode. But I already gave you the details. She's still going to be the district attorney. The Wade character, I forgot his first name, Wade, he turned in his resignation, and she's still going to be on the January 6th case, all right? And Donald Trump looks like he's throwing out slanders and everything on Miss Fannie Willis. So let me keep it moving with some more debauchery news. At the same time, I'm trying to think about some other shit. Anyway, hold on. All right, I was supposed to talk about Vybz Kartel. He's a dance hall artist from Jamaica. His case on the appellate court, the appeals, he appealed it, and it kind of went through. And it did went through, so that means it looked like he's going to have a new trial, but it's going to be in Europe and stuff like that. I had all of the details. I'm going to talk about it another time, but I'm going to give you some news on politics. I know some people don't want to listen to politics. I know that shit be annoying, but it's best for me to talk about politics because young people need to understand it, and people who's not really into politics, but they know that if you know something about politics, like legislation and your representative's office, and your local, like the local state representative. You got your local representative that represents your subdivision, your district, like your area, whatever zip code that you live in. You got to know your state representative office and things like that. And therefore, you're going to start understanding how to apply for certain votes and how to vote and how to be a part of a committee. So if you have some grievances or complaints about your neighborhood, you could say something, and what you say could help form a bill that would help pass through legislation to protect you and yours. So it's always good to know about politics. I know it's boring to a whole bunch of people. It's boring to me. I don't fucking like politics. I don't even like that I talk about it. You see what I'm saying? But I have to, because it's incoherent. It's incohesive. It's not conducive if you don't know about the politics, because it's about your way of living to protect yours and everything that you work for in your whole life. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know what type of legislation bill is being passed in your what type of legislation bill is being passed in your Congress. You have to know, because it's going to affect you. You see what I'm saying? Like, I could give you an example. The state of New York. I'm just giving you an example. The state of New York. The gun legislation laws in New York is a little bit atrocious, because you could get yourself in a lot of trouble. There's so many guidelines and policies when you go buy a gun in the state of New York. You know, New York is a Democrat state. You know what I'm saying? They got a whole different set of rules you gotta abide by, or you're gonna find yourself in some deep shit. So, you know, they got one policy over there in the state of New York where it's with the guns, where, you know, you have to go through a whole bunch of guidelines on owning and being certified with the gun. And then, not just only that, whatever situation you find yourself where you using the gun to protect yourself, or whatever is the situation, or if you being a security guard or whatever, you know, you got, like, you got to have your stories and facts in lines, because the state, they will put you in jail. Like other states, like stand your ground states like Florida or Texas and things of that nature. I believe state of Tennessee is the same way in other states, but I'm just giving you examples. I think, you know, they have stand your ground laws where if somebody run up on you and you protecting yourself and you fighting for your life and you just end up so happen to freaking shoot the shit out of the person, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to get charges. You're not going to go to jail. You're not going to be like, they're not even going to question you about the weapon that you use. You know, they see that you defended yourself. They're not even going to ask you any questions. Just stand your ground, and they're going to see that the person that attacked you was at the wrong, and you use lethal force to freaking protect yourself. As long as you can prove it, you're going to freaking be okay. But it's a little iffy if you freaking do this the same. If the same situation happens where you defending yourself and you got a weapon, but if you ain't registered, the gun ain't registered to you, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. You know what I'm saying? And even if the gun is registered to you, depending on the story on why you use the gun, you're still going to be in a whole lot of trouble. You see what I'm saying? So gun laws in freaking state of New York is freaking crazy weird. So, but this particular story don't got nothing to do with guns. I was just giving you a whole good example on why you need to know politics and shit like that, where you need to know about what bill is being passed in your local state office. You see what I'm saying? What the lawmakers, the people in Capitol Hill and the Congress are passing, and in your state, whatever state that you live in, whatever city that you live in, they always come up with new policies, or they try to make a better policy than the old policy. so you can have rights and you don't get in trouble. Nobody don't want to get in trouble, all right? Nobody don't want to fucking go to jail for 10 years when you ain't supposed to be in jail and shit. You got these laws to protect you. You got people who like to manipulate the laws to fuck you over. So you got to know your goddamn freaking congressman. You got to know your state representative. You got to know your governor. Who's your governor? You got to know who's your mayor. You got to know who's your local representative who represents your subdivision, the neighborhood that you live in. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? All right. Let me get to this one right here. Hold on. Let me turn this off. Sober living. In the state of Arizona, lawmakers are looking at a new laws to address the oversight. You know, sober living, that's like people who get like some type of disability check for drug abuse and the family members freaking turn into like a freaking caregiver overnight, licensed by the state, where you watching your loved ones and receiving a check. It's been turning, getting out of control. You know, people like to use those type of things to get money off of, you know. So the state, like Arizona State, is coming up. Let me tell you the details. We have reported on numerous occasions a scheme that keeps victims in unlicensed sober living homes. All right, those are the sober living homes where the people that got alcohol and drug abuse, and they trying to go through the thing so they could get a check and all of that stuff, SSI or SSDI type shit like that. You getting, you know what I'm saying? So people are freaking trying to hustle on that. So they're trying to come up with another bill to protect sober living homes without providing. All right, so we have reported on numerous occasions a scheme that keeps victims in unlicensed sober living homes without providing any real services, only to profit off of the state's Medicaid agency. You see what I'm saying? Now, two bills in the Arizona State Senate aim to address the lack of oversight within the state's sober living system. The two bills are known as Senate Bill 1361, 1361, right? And then there's another bill called 1655, 1655. You know, I'm just saying it in two different ways. Both bills were discussed during a House and a Human Services Committee meeting that happened on March 21st, all right? So the SB 1361, 1361, is sponsored by State Senator Frank Carroll, who is a Republican, and Frank come from District 28. The bill would redefine the terms sober living home as a house for two or more people getting treatment and recovery from alcohol or drug abuse. The Department of Health would also have to investigate a complaint of an unlicensed home within 30 days. While there was some opposition during the committee meeting, there was a lot of fights and arguments. The bill did pass out of the committee in a 6-4 vote. All right. Okay. SB 1655 is sponsored by State Senator Teresa Hatalai. That's her name. I got Teresa Hatalai. She's a Democrat and she came from District 6. She pushed for her bill earlier in the day outside the state capitol, supported by colleagues on both sides of the aisle and dignitaries of the Navajo Nation. "We cannot continue to allow criminals to come here and take advantage of our people," says State Senator Ms. Hatalai, all right, Teresa Hatalai. "If the bill becomes law, licensed behavioral health entities that are out of compliance can be fined $5,000 to $10,000, all right? If the bill becomes a law, the bill would also require sober living homes to have a ratio of 2 paid staff members to monitor 6 residents on site 24 hours, 7 days a week. This might create more jobs at the same time, right, people?" State Senator Ms. Teresa Hatalai says her bill addresses loopholes in the behavioral health system and would subject unlicensed sober living homes to a Class 6 felony. All right, the Democratic state senator also said that the fraudulent behavioral health facilities have taken an estimate $2.8 billion from the Arizona health care costs containment system, you know? So people making mad money off of this. This is a hustle. And then this is the main reason why I get into politics, because this is like the hustle. This is the hustle, real hustle. This is like all the real hustlers that really make money knows about these things like that. All the stupid ass hustlers that just be talking dumb, they don't know nothing about money and stuff like that. They don't know nothing what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? You know, I'm a money guy, so I'm going to talk about some real deep shit. That's why I'm trying to tell you, you got to get into the politics. I know this shit sound mad boring, but I make it sound better, and I make you understand better, because, you know, I'm one of those thugged out niggas, but I'm like a nerd at the same time. I'm thugged out, and I'm a nerd, nigga. Just imagine King Von / Steve Urkel putting in one fucking hole, nigga. That's just me. Pause. But, you know, people made a lot of money off of this goddamn fraudulent shit that's happened in the Arizona healthcare cost system. The state's medical agency that oversees the American Indian Health Plan, because, you know, they got an Indian territory over there in the state of Arizona and West Texas, and that people have died under the supervision of sober living homes, where families say loved ones were being negligent. You see what I'm saying? So there is a consideration for the egregious crimes, repeated crimes that happen, and also to hold them accountable for a reporting standpoint that they have at least a six-hour window to report a death or an overdose, says State Senator Teresa Hathaway. All right? And then, what she said, okay. Other bills proposed, state lawmaker Matt Gress, he's a Republican and he came from District 4, has his own bill, the HB 2317, which also addresses the same issues, which passed out of the House. That bill particularly, it came out of the House and made it through. So meanwhile, there's also been a call to action by treatment centers and operators claiming to be legitimate, who says that the bills mentioned will hurt licensed sober living homes. These groups want their input taken as well as the legislators move on forward. All right. So there's another bill called HB 2317. All right. So because it's like a hustle. These people make money off of this shit. So, you know, family members know about, oh, if they got one of their relatives and they just came out of jail and now they got to go through these little programs and classes and they got to go through counsel, the Medicare system, if they apply or get the right paperwork and then they claim that relative and stuff like that, they get paid for it by the state and stuff like that. But they got to be licensed and they got to go through all of the paperwork. And some people bypass all of the freaking guidelines that they got to go through so they could receive this money from the state. So some people are slick and they just go through it and stuff. That's why I'm telling you about it, because it's a freaking super hustle and people are passing bills so everybody go through the goddamn, when they do a claim for a loved one so they could receive payment to take care of the loved one. You see what I'm saying? They go through the guidelines and the proper procedures so they can get paid from the state. And, you know, and there's a lot of people who just don't want to go through all of the, they just created loopholes. They don't want to go through all of the process. And sometimes they don't have the money, nor they can't do it. They cannot do it because they got a bad record, because the state do oversees everything. You gotta, when you put the application in, you gotta apply and you gotta be qualified to have the household. And do you own the house, or Are you like up age? What is your, you know, you gotta qualify for it, you know. Do you got a bad record? You know, are you an ex-felon? Or do you have good credit? Like, your credit is involved too, you see what I'm saying? And then you gotta qualify for it, just like everything else, just like how you apply for anything else. You gotta qualify for that shit, and then you get in, you see what I'm saying? And then you can get receive payment by the state of Arizona Medicare system, where you get paid, you see what I'm saying? Because you got one of your relatives that's sick, and now, but you gotta be licensed and things like that, of that nature. So that means you're probably gonna have to go through some courses and classes to get qualified, all right? So there's so much things that you have to do, and you gotta follow the guidelines. And I don't understand some people who just so lazy on handling business. So, but you done took enough energy to do the criminal act and shit. I know it's a lot, but you still did a lot to do it. You did the backdoor shit. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Anyway, I'm gonna end it right here. I was supposed to come out with an episode a long time ago. But, bro, I don't know why it be taking me forever sometimes. But it's going to change. I got other things going on. I'm going to change the audio podcasting. So I already got me another piece of equipment. And then I can start recording shit. I got, like, some other shit about to go on. Like, I'm going to start recording and interviewing different people. But it's going to be visual arts. It's not going to be, like, no audio shit. Like, I'm not doing that. It's going to be visual arts where you see the person. And then you see my face. You see the person and everything like that. Everybody's looking fresh and clean, looking good and stuff and everything. Dressed up. You know, we having an interview. You're going to see the person, all right? So, I'm going to holler at you later. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. I hope everybody's doing good. We're going to freaking come out with another episode ASAP. It's going to be real fast. I'm going to come out with it fast. It's not going to be no 3, 4, 5 days waiting for another episode. I don't know what's taking me so long, but I've been handling a whole bunch of technical software programming and hardware, and getting more hardware, more external hard drives and shit, because you know it takes all of these files, because when you record stuff, it turns into a file, so it takes up space, you see what I'm saying? So especially when you upload it, that's a whole nother process. And every freaking producer and engineer, computer software programmer, they know exactly what the fuck what I'm talking about, coming from a technological standpoint, goddamn. So I'm going to holler at you later. This is your man, Benz Pharrell. You know what to do. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok. That is Box Benji. That's all you got to do is type in that name right there into the search engine. Box Benji. That is BOXBENJI. And I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
Tonight, they cannot tell me anything, nothing about you.